You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. In Phoenix, I'm Steve Goldstein. Arizona Theater Company's financial struggles recently became very public as the company is getting closer to the date later this week when it may have to make the decision to cancel its upcoming season. Funding shortfalls aren't a new thing for arts organizations in Arizona, or other states for that matter, but is it more difficult to get support here? And how does support for the arts compare to support for sports? A recent letter to the editor in the Arizona Republic put it this way: Phoenix and Tucson's Arizona Theater Company financial shortfall is indicative of how poorly the arts are supported in Arizona. While many will pay outrageous ticket prices for sporting events, few will support the arts. It would be a great magnanimous gesture if our overcompensated sports figures and their millionaire owners would bail out the financially strapped Arizona Theater Company for only $2 million. I have little hope they would support the arts, even though it would hardly take away from their attendance or income. That was a recent letter to the editor in the Arizona Republic. In a few minutes, we'll hear from an Arizona arts leader and a longtime sports commentator. I'm joined first by Tom Sadler, president and CEO of the Arizona Sports and Tourism Authority. And Tom, what do you make of how this area supports sports, from the biggest national events to the smallest local ones?
Yeah, well, I think it goes without saying that our community embraces sports, whether it's at the high school or collegiate level, or for that matter, the pro level. I mean, we're one of the very few cities, elite cities, that have the four major sports teams in it. And then you start to throw in our Phoenix Waste Management Open, what happens out at DIR, and then, of course, the Cactus League situation. I mean, this definitely is a sports mecca in the Phoenix metropolitan area.
What is it about sports that might make people more overtly passionate, let's say, about supporting it than the arts?
Well, first of all, stating for the record, I am a big fan of the arts. Having a daughter that's an aspiring actress, I worked at Arizona State for many years and had the privilege of attending a number of events, whether it was at Gamage or other areas on campus. So I can't call myself an aficionado of the arts of all kinds, or really understand what that community is faced with relative to funding challenges. But I think it goes to a quality of life issue here, in the Phoenix metropolitan area. And I think that is one of those needed amenities that our community longs for. I think there's a tremendous amount of support. I think if you try and compare the arts to the sports situation in Phoenix, they're a little bit apples to oranges. As we talk and focus right now perhaps on the mega events that have come to the stadium and more to come soon. Those are culmination of an entire season that really can't predict whose team's going to be playing in that, which community is going to be interested to travel here. When I look at the arts and I'm thinking maybe focusing on musicals or those kinds of performances, other communities all have those in their areas. Most do anyway, some at a higher level than others, and they're able to get their art fix, if you will, their opportunity to enjoy the arts in their own community, and really don't have to travel here to see it. Now, some would say, well, Tom, what about New York City and Broadway? Well, yeah, I get that. There's probably others you could name as well that folks travel there. I don't know, and again, this is coming from somewhat of an uninformed position. I don't know if we have, besides Gamage, that kind of venue that will bring people here because they couldn't get it anywhere else. And I think that's one of the major differences.
Tom Sadler is president and CEO of the Arizona Sports and Tourism Authority. And Tom, again, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Steve.
It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. To dig in deeper on how people in the Valley support sports versus the arts, I'm joined by Rusty Foley, executive director of Arizona Citizens for the Arts. Rusty, welcome.
Thank you, Steve. Nice to be here.
And joining us by phone is longtime Valley sportscaster and radio host Brad Sesmat, who's CEO of Sports360AZ.com. Brad, good morning to you.
Hi, Rusty. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good to have you with us, Brad. Rusty, let me start with you. I think Arizona Theater Company is getting a lot of attention. Phoenix Symphony has in the past, Belly Arizona. Is the financial situation in general for the arts in the Valley as dire as it seems when we hear about some of these big companies?
Well, I don't know if it's as dire as it seems when we look at these individual organizations. I think individually, every major organization and every organization generally has a situation that's a little bit specific to their circumstance. But there's no doubt that since the recession in 07, 08, the arts community has struggled, and probably, and to be specific here, we're talking about the nonprofit arts mm-hmm. community, has really struggled to retain and rebuild the unearned income or the contributed income that helps support their business model.
Brad, one of the things that strikes me is that the Diamondbacks have had a poor season. They're mm-hmm. selling, let's say, maybe they're filling up maybe half the stadium on an average night, and yet because of built-in television money, that sort of thing, we don't really worry about their resources as much because the owners could sell the team and make a huge profit. Where do you see the contrast there between funding for sports and funding for the arts as someone who's been involved in sports here for decades?
Well, I think, Steve, it's unfortunate on the arts end. As a dad, I've got a son who's 11 who loves string bass. I've got two daughters that were into acting and into theater. So as a dad, I look at it and say, this goes all the way back into our school systems, and is there enough being emphasized in the arts? Fortunately, I'm out in Chandler, and the Chandler Unified School District does a terrific job, but they still are facing the cuts on the arts front. I'm in media, so media will gravitate towards sports and make a big deal out of sports rather than the arts. That's just the reality of the situation. I think a guy like Ken Kendrick, he does a lot. I did a sit-down interview with him at the Phoenix Art Museum back in March. He contributes mightily to them. It's up to each individual owner. I've always said, Steve, that and Rusty, that when you are an owner of a sports franchise, you know, to be a good steward within the community, you have to look at every last bit of what's going on outside of just your games. Doesn't matter if it's the charitable organization, the Cardinal Charities does a terrific job, Sun Charities does a terrific job. I think to Rusty's point earlier that we are in a tough spot still. There are organizations that have not bounced all the way back from 08, 09. But I think in just a broad brush to answer your question, Steve, it really starts in the schooling and to get kids interested to go to the theater, to be in theater, and it takes time to make change. And unfortunately, not just here in Arizona, but I think across our country, the arts are just not emphasized. If Hamilton comes out on stage and it makes a big buzz, which it did, which was terrific for everybody interested in the arts, I tried to get tickets back there, not a chance. We need to emphasize that more than just on the Sunday morning news magazine show right. or on 60 Minutes. It needs to be a day in, day out, just like sports is.
Rusty, jump in.
Well, yeah, I appreciate your comments, Brett. I would like to correct one misperception, though. The challenge in the arts community is not in the number of attendees. Over the state of Arizona, we've got really good data, the same kind of data that the sports teams in the Super Bowl use to measure their impact on the community, that shows that there are 10 million individual attendances in the arts community across the state of Arizona every year. In the city of Phoenix alone, it is about 5 million, a little over 5 million. And frankly, that's more attendance and participation in arts than by the five major sports.
Just they're spread out in such a different way.
It's spread out in such a different way. We're talking about the city of Phoenix, at least almost 100 individual arts organizations that are giving performances, have exhibitions, are working with children. So it's a little bit different. I think also I would remind, this is a nonprofit model. And I think that unfortunately for the arts, very often they are lumped in with other charities. Mm-hmm. And when you consider the economic impact, and again, in the city of Phoenix, over the course of the year, the economic impact is somewhere on the order of $400 million a year. That's direct and indirect. That's that's equal to the Super Bowl or the Final Four or the Cactus League season. But people think of it as nonprofit, a charity rather than an investment in an economic sector and an investment in something that really is so enhancing to our reputation as a state. And frankly, as in Phoenix, as the sixth largest city in the United States, the sixth largest city in the United States cannot have the kind of reputation it wants without a vital arts and culture sector.
Brad, we've got about 30 seconds to break. Go ahead.
what you're saying then, Rusty, is it just needs to be marketed differently. Because sports is going to get the lion's share of the dollars, whether the team's good or not good. That's just the way it is in society, unfortunately. But it just needs to be marketed differently so that people understand and that's what you're suggesting.
Yeah, I think that that is a piece of it, Brad, and I think that that's a challenge that a lot of our arts organizations are facing these days.
Sure.
How do they make their product or develop those additional revenue streams that sports has?
We're talking about funding for the sports versus funding for the arts here in Arizona with Brad Sassman and Rusty Foley. We'll continue our conversation right after this on Here and Now. Good morning. It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix, talking with Rusty Foley, Executive Director of Arizona Citizens for the Arts, and longtime Valley sportscaster and radio host Brad Sesmat, CEO of Sports360AZ.com. Brad, one thing I want to bring up, you brought up how owners and teams, Jerry Colangelo for years with the Suns, was very involved in the arts as well. How important is that community leadership from your perspective, whether it's from business, whether it's from sports? Does there have to be that crossover?
Oh, I believe there does, Steve. I really believe that if you have a sports franchise and all you do is care about what happens on Sunday or Saturday night or during the week when those games are going on for 2 to 3 hours and you're not involved across the board in the community, again, it goes back to what I said earlier, that you've got to be part of the community and a fabric of the community. The arts is as much a fabric of a community as sports should be, in my opinion, and it's even greater so. Because not every kid's going to have an opportunity to look up and say, I'm going to be on the floor being this basketball kid. I'd rather be playing in the orchestra. I'd rather be acting. So I think that they do go hand in hand. That doesn't mean that they should just go out and write a blank check and support them without doing their due diligence. And as I said earlier, I think that all the franchises in town, special franchises, they all have their arm, Coyotes Charities, Suns Charities, Diamondback Charities, Cardinal Charities. And I think it's important that those organizations here see the need, meet with those people throughout the year. Sometimes I feel like when I'm in the nonprofit world that I'll get asked, can you introduce me to said ball player? Because said ball player just got a new big contract. Well, that's not what it's about. Said ball player may not have an interest in this area or that area.
Rusty, jump in on that.
Yeah, I think, you know, community leadership is something, it's interesting. Brad is certainly correct. We do have a number of leaders in this community who speak up for the arts. But, you know, I'm not precisely sure what the source of it is. But, you know, when you go back in our history, 30, 40 years ago, before we had a world-class expanded Phoenix Art Museum, before we had a Herberger Theater, even a Symphony Hall, we had community leaders who made a conscious decision to build an arts community, build a cultural community, because they realized that if Arizona was going, and Phoenix in particular, was going to attract the kind of businesses and build the kind of lifestyle that we wanted to market, we needed a active, vital cultural community. I think I think sometimes that is taken for granted. Now, this may not be a problem that is limited simply to the arts, but the need to continue to steward these resources. And Arizona Theater Company is a good example of this. Arizona Theater Company is 50 years old. There is no other institution like it in the state of Arizona. And I think we shouldn't make no mistake about it. If Arizona Theater Company does not survive, it will be as damaging to our state reputation as losing the Phoenix Symphony or the Arizona Opera or the ballet. It is a huge piece of who we are and how we present ourselves to the rest of the country.
Now, Brad, Rusty, we're running out of time. We have only about a minute or so left. I apologize. We can talk about this for a lot longer. But, Brad, let me start with you very briefly. The transient nature of a population comes up a lot, and people will stick to, let's say, they're still fans of the Cubs or the Browns or whatever it may be, and they also, in some sense, will support their symphony back home. How much do you think the transient nature affects it? Briefly, please.
No, I believe, Steve, that's 100% accurate. There's no way to compete with that. Last time I checked, I'm in the 602, the 480, the 623 area code, and yet when I walk into Chase Field or I walk into downtown into the Suns Arena or even a Cardinals game, it's filled with fans from the other team, and it's just something we're going to have to deal with. and accept. It's not going to change overnight.
Rusty, what about that?
Yeah, I'm a longtime local, too, and I fully embrace what you say there, Brad. And it is, unfortunately, it is true in arts philanthropy. It's true in philanthropy generally. But I will say that in support of all of our Arizona arts supporters, you know, sadly, in the sports arena, a lot of times Arizona is sort of known as a bandwagon state, fair weather fans. And arts folks are there year in and year out and year round, too, in every corner of the state, supporting their local organizations, you know, contributing to local community life.
Rusty Foley is Executive Director of Arizona Citizens for the Arts, longtime Valley sportscaster, radio host Brad Sesmet is now CEO of Sports360AZ.com. Thank you both for helping me scratch the surface on this.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.